where knowledge never dies, and I get to share my musings and knowledge with you. This is Ross Goldberg, owner of Immortal Marketing, and I'm thrilled to be talking to you today. So, got some interesting things to go over with you this week. First is, we got hacked. Yes, we got hacked, and it was a horrible experience. First, the hackers hacked into our payment system and switched out our PayPal email address for theirs. So they received some of our sales, but it could have been a lot worse because we caught it before they received too much of our money. They only ended up getting off with about $600, and we contacted PayPal, made sure that they froze their account, which they did right away, which was very nice. It was very reassuring that PayPal got onto this immediately and took some action for us. Their service related to this situation was absolutely outstanding. So we're thrilled with PayPal and want to shout them out right now and say thank you. PayPal was outstanding, and they handled this about as well as anyone could have. Next step, the hackers hacked into our server and erased some databases. Thankfully, our host had the backups on hand and were able to put them back into place so we could continue selling our goods. It was a miserable experience, and some of the things that we've learned. Number one, if any time you have a product that you're releasing or launching, you should contact PayPal and give them a heads up, because if they know what you're doing, they can then support you properly, and you don't have to worry about things like having your account frozen and your money held for 6 months. We've heard the horror stories too, and the truth is, if you just let them know what you're doing, it normally doesn't happen. The other thing is, make sure that your web host is available, that their support is what you need it to be, and that they're there to help you when you need the help. We've actually switched hosts since this hacking because it was such a miserable experience, and it didn't have to be. Hosts, serve your customers. So if you need a web host, we strongly recommend going through Kiosk. The service has been absolutely outstanding. They've been amazing as we transferred over to a new server, which is not easy when you have 50 websites. So thank you to Kiosk. Thank you to PayPal. On another note, my friend Jason Moffitt sent out an email to his list last night, which we are on. So got this email, and it basically said that social media, when you hear about social media marketing, you hear add value to this situation and have conversations. And he basically said that's that adding value is a crappy way to market your business. And in some senses, he's correct. The key to what he said was that you should be entertaining and you should be fun. You should be sharing pictures of crazy, ridiculous things that you see when you're in your car, or, you know, videos of yourself being ridiculous. And I agree with that to a point too. I had some epiphanies related to Jason's email, and I'm going to be having a lot more fun with you guys as time goes on because of what I got from his email. And he's right to a point. I do believe that providing value is important. If you have information that you can teach to others, you should be teaching. But I also believe you should be having more fun. Look at YouTube. Go and look at the most viewed videos ever since the launch of the site. You'll see that the most viral videos on YouTube are the ones that are fun. They are entertaining. And you should be entertaining your audience as much as you're teaching them, working with them, and serving them. So while I disagree with some of the statements Jason made, at the core, I do agree with the message. And I think that that's something very valuable that you should be using in your marketing. Now, I have a new MacBook Pro on the way, courtesy of Mike Filzame, Inc. Thank you, Mike. So what I would like for you to do is follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/RossGoldberg. And I want to know what software applications I absolutely must have for my Mac, things that you use, whether it's for web design, graphics, video, audio, whatever. Let me know what I must have. And if you send me something really cool, I will name drop you on the next podcast, just as a simple thank you. So the next and most important thing that we're going to talk about today is the key to success in making money online. Now, the key to selling anything is marketing. You have to market your products. And I'm not just talking about building traffic to a website. I'm talking about the way that you do it. I'm not just talking about copywriting, but I'm talking about targeting your specific audience. Now, you see day job killer style products all the time, but they market to men. The funny thing is that most women dictate when the money is spent. So do you think the women are being sold by the day job killer mindset? I don't think so. I found that many of my customers are female, and they don't want to hear the day job killer stuff. They want to understand, what am I buying, why am I buying it, and what's it going to do to me, or do for me, excuse me. So if you can tell them that, you will get far more sales. The day job killer thing, it doesn't work when you're dealing with females. So focus your marketing specifically to your target audience and know what they need from you and give it to them. You will make more money and get far more sales. This podcast was brought to you by ImmortalInternetMarketing.com, which is a blog where you can post your comments on any of these podcasts that we post. Also, check out the Masters Seminar. It is a virtual event you can attend in your underwear on your couch. We have Jeff Walker, Michael Chaney, Telman Knutson, Perry Belcher, Harris Feldman, Lynn Terry, Stephanie Frank, and numerous others. So I'd love to have you spend that week with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, just released the Internet Marketing Revolution, my new software that helps automate your marketing. You can find out more about that at netmarketingrevolution.com. Thanks, and have a wonderful weekend. Again, knowledge can never die.